you have times like this where now you can't physically interact with your customers, which is just brutal for service businesses. You have to ask yourself, how can I maintain that relationship with these people until I do get to see them again? That's particularly challenging in membership-based businesses, most of whom have done the right thing by their customers and sent out emails saying, we're suspending your membership, you're not going to pay anything while you're not being able to come into the gym or to the wherever. But you can't just send that email saying, so we'll see you when this is all over, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you want them to not cancel that membership. You want them to be excited when that membership gets renewed again. So you're forced to now project things to them. And you're seeing this all over the place, from dance studios offering classes. One of our biggest clients is a national fitness chain. They're, of course, doing workout classes, and they've got celebrity guests doing workouts, and they're pushing all this value digitally to their membership in the hope that their members will continue to identify with their brand, identify with their service, want to be part of it, and return to that membership activity when the world comes back together.